Yeah, Cannes was really crazy. It's the first time that I've had an international premiere. Before, I'd done films for TV or television shows, but it was a really, really big new experience. At times, it's a little overwhelming. But I remember the day of our premiere when I sort of stepped into it. We had a pre-certification thing, and then all the cars come and you do the whole red carpet thing and everything. But I remember the minute that I saw David, it was any, feelings or nervousness that you had to sort of slip away because he's just so happy to see everyone there. I remember he came and he gave me a big hug and I was so happy I was there. And hierarchies don't really matter to him. So it was very soothing that way. So reconnecting those feelings that you always had and the sense of belonging that I always had while we were shooting the film returned. It was also really interesting being at Cannes and being exposed very heavily to the fashion side of things, and that aspect of the industry and publicity, press, carpet, sort of all of that on that scale was really different. But it was interesting forming connections and partnerships with different companies and stylists and designers and that sort of thing, and being opened up to that for the first time, and also being able to appreciate that art form and that industry as well. Well, it's sort of in your own thing. Julianne Moore was on set one of the days that we were on set, but I was sort of just in my trailer, sort of doing a wardrobe fitting. I feel like with the film, everyone gets to really connect when it's gone over all around the world. When we were in Cannes or when we were in TIFF, that's when everyone would see each other and be in the same room, which is another really great thing about the film getting so many screenings, that everyone gets to reconnect and be united in that way. I mean, we shot in sort of two different countries. People live all over. So that's when people got to connect the most. I think at Cannes, there was the most unity because a lot of us are seeing it for the first time, and you're sharing a collective experience.
Do you think that because every character in there really has not many redeeming qualities, and when you watch the whole movie, it looks like everyone has a problem? Do you feel that this is a small percentage of what is seen out there, or a very large percentage of what you get when you get to the top?
I think that nobody is perfect, regardless of what you do in your career and where you're at. This certainly shows a darker side of people. Do I think that everybody, when they get to a certain place in their career, becomes jealous or manipulative or trying to take advantage or whatnot? No, I absolutely don't. I think there are some people that are very, very successful that are the kindest, nicest people in the world. I mean, look at David Cronenberg himself, is one of the most genuine people I've ever met in my life, and he's one of the most famous directors that I've ever worked with. So I absolutely don't think it's true. But the capacity for fame to correct people absolutely exists. I felt that when I was in Cannes, I saw how easy it could be if you sort of had a certain personality and things that hit you very early in your career. I saw how it could really mess you up. I felt actually grateful while I was there. I remember talking to David about it after the film. I felt really grateful while I was there that I hadn't experienced this taste of fame or whatnot earlier sort of in my career, that by the time I was at this place, I felt really grounded within myself and within my career, that I wasn't so, affected by it, but its capacity to do damaging things is absolutely real, but absolutely not inevitable.
Now, I know that this script took about 20 years to get made. Were there any like interesting stories or tidbits on set?
Well, it was really crazy. I was just actually having dinner with Bruce Wagner, the screenwriter, when I was in LA at the Soho House where some of the scenes are, where some of the scenes take place. And then I returned a few days later myself, and some of those characters, like those two sort of teen, these two teen girls that Amelia McCarthy and Niamh Wilson play, and they're kind of there in the sort of Soho House, and that world is real. I think it's very interesting that how little has changed about the script. I know Bruce added stuff about, you know, he added cell phones, sort of all of those things, but the rest not being so different, I think is really, really crazy. It's really crazy that he wrote the script when, you know, half of his cast wasn't born or were in kindergarten. It's pretty crazy to think of. But, you know, even if you wrote the script 100 years ago, I think jealousy and confusing things about sexual relationships and all of these things have existed since the beginning of time. So in that sense, there is that timelessness to the script. But Bruce actually said that everything in the script he either heard something similar to or much more extreme version of in real life. And I absolutely believe that to be true.
What would have happened to this film, you think, if somebody came on board who maybe was more like the characters than opposite?
I don't think that it would have been an ensemble piece as much. I mean, you look at even the way David sort of frames, like the frames he'll choose, he'll be like, two shot, you know, like, why would I randomly cut this person out of the frame? Because, you know, he wouldn't like, certain times, people will be cut out of a frame and they'll be, you know, do a close-up more on the person who's sort of more famous. Like, different decisions are made sometimes in films that are made sort of from that perspective. He just values what everyone was bringing. And it also allows the performance, I think, to be nuanced and authentic because people's own selves and their work are valued within it. I think as well, if someone is like telling you like very much like do this, do that, and not trusting as much what ideas sort of you might have or whatnot, it can be more intimidating. I mean, I think like being a film that David Cronenberg is directing could be, you know, an intimidating experience because he is so high profile. But he put us at ease. So much so, it allowed us to give more relaxed and authentic performances because he made us feel like he trusted us. So there wasn't, it wasn't, or false. We weren't doing things to impress him. He felt like he made us feel like what we were doing was right, and I think it makes the work stronger. I think respect can go really, really far in the work and make a really, really big, really big difference. And there's a reason why people keep saying yes every time you ask them to be, every time they ask, he asks, will you do this next film with me? And it's that.
What was it like for everyone having to basically play these awful venal characters? It must have been fun, but it also must have been difficult. Was there anyone who needed to stay in character and was really hard to deal with?
I don't know. Sort of, I remember talking a lot with Justin Kelly. Well, because Justin Kelly and I actually went to school together and we had worked together years ago when we were kids. We'd actually played boyfriend and girlfriend years and years ago in like a kid show, and I remember we all had a lot of time with the script because we cast it a few months in advance, so we had a lot of time to sort of sit and work on the script. And the thing is that we've all really seen characters with these elements in our lives. You know, things about the industry that we might not like so much. But we've all heard and seen these things that the models kind of already exist within the world of these characters. No one was really sort of starting from scratch. I know everyone's character process was really different, but I think everyone's really kind of just trying to get ahead and hold their own in the world. And the way they go about that is not usually very nobly, but if you sort of hold on to sort of sticking to that objective, to sort of play the scene and do the work and know that that's not actually you, I guess.